ideally, when they see your face or they see your website or they see your book or whatever they see, they get instant recognition. Now, obviously, it's not going to happen with you the same as it does with some of these national brands or international brands. But the point is, to your ideal market, you're a brand. You don't care that everybody knows about you. But you do care that your ideal clients know about you. And if you're communicating to this ideal clients, if Robin, for example, she goes out, she communicates with the parents, with kids, and does the parenting coaching thing, and she knows how to address her audience, and she knows how to get the word out there, they're going to see. She's already got a video out there. It's on the top 10. In fact, I've got another video coach, David Wright, who does a lot of this marketing stuff, and I'm going to get, he's in, actually, I do a marketing workshop, which is a separate thing, which if you're interested in that, we're going to have one coming up in the fall, and I'll let you know about it when we have that. It's a whole weekend where we're going to be talking about nothing but marketing stuff for coaches. So if you're interested in getting into depth about how this works, details, come to that or express some interest, and I'll be happy to share that with you. Anyway, David shows how he took a video of Robin. He put her on the front page of, or top 10 of Google, and it happened within 30 minutes. And so her video's there, her face is there, and it had to do with the keywords Atlanta parent coaching or something, which were her keywords. She's in Atlanta. She's number one now. Okay.
No, she was number one.
She was number one for a while, yes, in the beginning. She's not number one now, but she's still on the front page. And so, I mean, but and videos get more attention than anything else if you can get them up there. So you can learn how to do that. There's a lot of other examples. I don't have time to go into that. But the point is that in branding, you want a descriptive title. Title could be your name. But usually title could be, for example, if what's an example of a particular niche that somebody's in?
Like the one I mentioned before, relationship restoration coach.
Relationship restoration coach. Okay.
She trademarked that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can have a trademark descriptive title. You don't need to trademark your name, but the point is that you need to have something that you do that describes your process if possible. Like what kind of coaching are you doing? Or would you
Intuitive life coaching.
Okay. So intuitive though doesn't describe a benefit. In other words, what would somebody be typing into Google when they're looking for your services?
Life coach.
Okay.
They'd be looking at intuitive.
All right.
Psychic. They would be looking into healing.
Back up a second. She wanted to get you on video here. When somebody's looking for intuitive life coach, what is the problem? What is the burning problem they have that they would be typing into Google that needs solving if they were looking for you?
What is the problem?
Yeah. Because people don't usually type into Google something unless they either have a problem or they're looking for a solution to something. You with me?
Well, it could be healing, looking counseling.
All right. Healing for what?
Past trauma, past pain.
Past trauma. What's the pain?
Relationship.
What kind of relationship?
Intimate relationship.
Okay. Husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend,
spouse.
Something like that.
Yeah. Could be that.
Okay. So past trauma from relationships with a spouse. Okay, that's your niche.
Childhood.
All right, so that's your niche. Mm-hmm. Past trauma relationship with a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Again, I'm asking these rapid fire simply because if you don't have the answer to those, nobody's going to be typing that into Google.
Right.
And if you know how to type in past trauma relationship with spouse.com, you catching my drift?
Mm-hmm.
Past trauma relationship with spouse, boom or bust, the name of your book, it's starting to catch where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Use the words they're looking for to put in your brand. That's what I mean by descriptive title. Descriptive title means describe who you are and what you're about so that when they type this in, they're looking for you and not somebody else. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Website, same thing, website. Past trauma with spouse. .com. Having past trauma with spouse, headline, ? We can help. Past traumas come from abuse, come from whatever is going on, blah, blah, blah. Now, you also mentioned that you work with women, as I recall. So past trauma with husband. So past trauma husband slash boyfriend, question mark. That's even more of a defined niche. You with me? Mm-hmm. So you're addressing your ideal client. And so when you're setting up your website, your descriptive title, and you're telling your story, guess what's happening? You're interweaving those terms into all of those, aren't you? Mm-hmm. You're saying, you know, I had this trauma with my husband, boyfriend, whatever, and I think, you know, we worked on your situation before. And so what came out of that was this, and now I can help you overcome whatever that was. Does that make sense? Good. So you want to be able to brand yourself as the one with that problem who can now help other women deal with whatever that is. Because you know, you have the answer. You know how to listen. You know how to intuit. You know how to find out where this thing is coming from. And you can get to it like that, right? Okay. That's your story and you're sticking to it. All right. Establish credibility. That means the biggest way to establish credibility, and then we're going to take a break as soon as we cover the rest of this, is to write a book. I can't tell you how easy it is these days to write a book. If you don't know how to write, that's fine. Guess what you can do? You talk into a microphone, you get that audio, you send the MP3 off to a transcription service, they type it out for you and they got a few mistakes, so what? You get it back and you sit there and it's a lot easier to edit than it is to write, I'm telling you. That's how I do things now. When I write a book, I just take the transcripts, I send it off my transcription service, I get it back, I edit the darn thing, put it into chapters, do whatever I do to move it around, and then send it to an editor who then tells, well, you can't say that, or you can only say it this way, or this is misspelled, or this. And so, very easy to do very quickly, and you can have a book published in 2 weeks. If you know your subject and you're ready to do things. Okay.
How much of an investment is it as far as money?
For what?
To write a book and to do it.
You can write a book and send it to, there are several services, Vedante and createspace.com, where you can send them off and they can be on demand. In other words, you don't have to have any copies printed except for proof copies. You want to make sure you get proof copies. And I usually order the maximum, which is 5, because what I do is take those proof copies and I send them to people who are then going to write my introduction or some blurbs for me. You with me? And so that's what I use the proof copies for. And then when everybody's approved with that, then I sit down and send in another PDF and send that off. And then that has the introduction. For example, I wrote this book, Six Figure Coach. Guess what it's got? A blurb by Joe Vitale. Any of you know who Joe Vitale is? Joe Vitale is, he was on The Secret. He's like the king of law of attraction because he's written like 50 books on the subject. And I thought it would be nice to have him write my foreword. Guess what? He did. Now, I had him on my radio show. I interviewed him, and that interview is also available for about an hour. So we developed a rapport. I asked a favor of him, would you do my foreword? And basically, he said, yeah. It was like a 2-page thing. It's no big deal but for him. But for me, it's huge because then I use this blurb. I'm impressed with Dr. Craig in this book. Read it, use it, and be transformed by it. Joe Vitale. That says a lot. It's not so much what you say about yourself. Nobody really cares because you can say anything about yourself. It's what other people say about you. And that's really where your marketing oomph is going to come from, as it were. Okay? So establish your credibility is what other people say about you. And writing a book is one of the best ways to do it. Articles, book previews, blog. Have a blog. For goodness sake, there's no excuse anymore. Blogs are free if you have an internet and hosting. You can do free blogs on some of these places, but I wouldn't. I would get your domain name. Get a domain name that says, you know, pasttraumawithhusbands.com or something descriptive that fits into your keywords. Join professional associations, women, abuse women association, whatever. Find out all these places. Speak to them. Join networking groups. Again, meetup groups are all over the place. There's all sorts of forums that you could join in. You could, you know, find out what people, well, my husband beats me, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you can answer, this is what you need to do, and give them helpful advice. And say, if you want some more, go to this website and I can give you a free report or something, you know. So we're going to come back in just 1 minute. I'm going to talk, and this is going to be a short blurb. I'm going to talk about internet marketing for just a little bit after a short break here. So let's take a break for a minute. We'll be right back.